Welcome to the Rose and Dagger Podcast,
a podcast about writing fan fiction.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And I'm Nick, Lewin Has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3. So the funny thing about this being episode 50 is that technically we hit episode 50 a while ago.
Why? Because we split
episodes? Yeah, because we did the smut was split into two. And then when we did our fix, that one was also split into two.
So we're really, this is like episode 54?
Yeah. But it's episode 50. It is episode 50.
Okay. Because we also have episode zero.
Not the 50th time.
So this is episode 50. Welcome to episode 50.
Yay!
Talking about whips.
We are going to be talking about whips. I'm not sure how much I'm going to have. Well, I have opinions. But yeah. I've never posted a whip.
That's all this is about, is opinions.
Yeah. Really. So, we'll see. And this one was a great ask.
Yes. And I have it right here.
That, like, I would never have thought to do a podcast about, so that's cool.
The ask is, can you do an episode about the benefits and drawbacks of releasing a whip when it's not complete with the intention of updating as you go? What happens if you end up needing to totally rework earlier parts that are already published? Are there unwritten rules with fic regarding changing stuff that's already out? Obviously, I know that authors have the control of the works to do that, but what is the social convention?
First and foremost, the reason I have never done a whip is because, oh, and for everyone who doesn't know, a whip is a work in progress.
Yeah, you post some at a time, a little bit at a time.
Exactly, like an old-fashioned serial. So the reason I
used to do this in magazines.
Yes. Charles Dickens. That's why his fics are so long. Not fics, his works, his books. Charles Dickens, the greatest fic writer who ever lived. And the reason I have never done a whip is because of exactly this writer's concern, which is having to rework it all at some point. And that would really stress me out, feeling like I boxed myself into a corner and was not able to change things that had already happened.
Yeah. What do you think about going back and changing things that have already been published?
Here's the thing. I know people do that. I know that that is like an actually super common thing that people do.
Like make big changes, like plot changes?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll be reading a whip or like if I'm like, or there's something that maybe like was a whip and I'm reading it later. So sometimes you see in the author's notes, like you'll start chapter 5 and it'll be like, I made some pretty changes, like pretty big changes in the previous chapters. You can go back and read it.
Okay,
and
as a
reader, like, I'm never going to do that. I'm never going to go back and reread.
Yeah. Like, if you're reading it as a whip, like, yeah. As it's posted. Yeah.
Exactly. So, which is fine if I'm, like, picking it up later and they're already on chapter 9 or whatever. Like, if they've already made the changes to 4, cool, whatever, I'm moving on. And so sometimes that can actually make me, like, not want to continue reading a whip because then I'm, like, I'm not putting forth this effort to go back and, like...
Yeah, read it again. Some people do read.
If I'm lost, like, I'm not going to do this.
Some people are like that, though, with whips. Like, they'll reread all of it every time a new chapter is posted.
Yeah. I will not. Sometimes I'll go in and I'll read, like, the last bit of the previous chapter just to, like, get myself feeling like I know where we are.
Where you are with the fic, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if it's one that doesn't update regularly.
I'll forget everything.
Yeah. I'll get the email and be like, oh, cool. I don't remember this fic at all. Like,
what fic is this?
Yeah. But then I open it and I'm like, oh, yeah. Cool. Where did we leave off? What's happening? Something that happened like kind of recently that I would love for people who write whips to do is when you start a new chapter, in like that first sentence, somehow make it very clear whose point of view we're in.
Oh, if it's like alternating point of views.
Yeah, or even not. Like, I just feel like at the beginning of each chapter, if it's a whip, you're gonna like.
Oh, like you might forget who is who's in charge of this. Who's
This happened recently where I opened one up and the first sentence is like, he, blah, 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 which maybe in the larger context of the whole story makes total sense. And I would have no problem. But jumping in at that chapter, I was like, who's the he?
He who?
And then I went back and I reread the end of the previous chapter, and it was a point of view switch. So then I came over and I was like, oh, that didn't actually help at all. Like,
I'm very confused.
It took longer than I would have liked to like reorient myself into the story.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a little, if you are doing what, please, every chapter, orient us.
Just Harry said.
Yeah, exactly.
Just use some names.
Yes.
I don't know that there are really unwritten rules with fic regarding changing things. I think people do it all the time, like you said. I have seen notes like that in fics that I've read. It's been a long time. But it's like, I completely reworked this, that, and the other. And I'm like, did you? I mean, I think it might be upsetting to the people who are reading it as a whip.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do with your fic. Like, if I, how many have I posted? My first whip was Don't Want Shelter. Mm-hmm. And the entire fic was done before any of it was posted. And it was just because I was impatient to start posting it.
Yep.
Because it was the longest thing I'd ever written.
Yeah.
And I was very excited about it. I remember you were very busy.
Yeah.
At that time. And so like, and it was very long.
Yeah.
And you'd been reading along as I was writing and edit and like baiting as I was writing.
Yeah.
But you were like, I can do this many chapters a week.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And we like worked out a schedule where like you would beta a chapter and then I would edit the chapter and then I would post it. And so it was like twice a week.
Yeah.
A chapter.
But you had obviously written the whole thing and I had read the whole thing once. So we both felt like you were in a pretty good position that going through and betaing it the second time wasn't going to change anything significantly enough.
Right.
To throw off any readers. Yeah.
Did I post The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea as a whip?
I feel like you did.
Oh my gosh. I'm going into the notes. I don't know if I did. Did I? Wow, I have no idea. That's great.
I know your pick is for sure.
Yeah. That one, yeah. That was definitely a whip.
Yeah.
And 5030, Say Something was a whip. And Heading for Limbo. For me, I am hesitant about whips, even though I've posted a bunch, because I always think, what if I need to change something? Like, for me, that would be a huge deal. I wouldn't want to go in and change something after, like, majorly. Like, yeah. Of course, like, little bits of editing, that's fine. I would have a hard time with that because I like to have the whole story figured out before I start posting. Like I would never get to the point where I was posting it and writing it as it was going. Like that's just a completely different mindset. I can't get my head in there. Like I'm just not that kind of writer.
I feel like it's like the same kind of difference between like a planner and a pantser. Like,
yes.
Either you can just jump in and trust that you've got this whole story or you need to like plan it out before you start writing.
Right. And as much as I am a pantser, I will still go back and like correct things and change things. Like there were big changes in Heading for Limbo Even after I'd written the whole fic, I think I went and added a whole chapter in between them, like before they get together. I don't know. I'm still thinking about The Devil in the Deep Blue Sea.
I don't remember.
I think I did post it as a whip, but yeah, like that's, let me go back to the ask.
Yeah, to me, it just, it really stresses me out. And I don't know how people, I mean, I guess my assumption here is that people who are writing as whips, maybe it's some sort of combination of they really like the feedback and the feedback helps them keep going to keep writing.
Yeah, that's what
long. I could see how that would be really helpful to have people sort of like cheer, like a group of people cheering you on along the way and like being excited for what comes next versus writing it all by your lonesome or like maybe with a beta or whatever. So I understand the wanting to get that momentum to keep it up. But that also freaks me out because then what if you
disappoint them?
What if you fail and can't like hit something and can't finish it? And then you have
what
all
if they don't like it. I guess benefits are that like because the question is what are the benefits and drawbacks of releasing a whip when it's not complete?
Yep.
So benefits would be you get feedback and you do like if you ask for feedback. I don't know of anybody in our fandom now that asks for feedback, but there used to be writers who would like be like, tell me what you like, tell me what you didn't like, you know, in the notes at the bottom. So if that's the sort of thing, like if you want, or even just like applause at the end of the chapter to keep like to help you, like to fuel you to write the rest of it, then that's the benefit.
Yeah.
To me, like the other things that people might see as benefits aren't really benefits. Like your numbers on your fic might be like higher, but who cares?
Yeah.
You know, like you'll have more hits because you're posting it as a whip, but that's not going to affect like your kudos or anything. You'll probably have more comments. That's important to you. But the drawbacks are, I think, to me, the drawbacks are like if it's a scale.
Yeah.
The drawbacks are much heavier. I do not trust my brain to work like that. I've written too many fics that I haven't finished. I've written too many like 30K abandoned stories to trust that I'll get to the end. I it's like the Emu writes her advent fic every year as it goes, and like that blows my mind. Absolutely.
For people who maybe don't know, this advent fics come out in December normally. And there, because it's like an advent calendar where you would get like a portion of the story every day through
leading up to Christmas.
Leading up to Christmas. And yeah, some people have, again, their story already and just post a chapter a day. And some people every day just go in and write a little bit more of their story and post it.
And somehow make it work.
Yeah.
It's magic.
It is so magic.
I don't have that magic.
I would love to have that magic. It's like a different version of myself that I can imagine.
Exists in a parallel universe.
Because also part of it is that like, for me, December is just like too busy to do that. Like I can't imagine making sure I have writing time each day in December.
Or like staying up late or getting up early just to write
in
December.
No. Yeah. I had an idea this year that I would do an advent fic like leading up to Valentine's Day, but then I never did that. But I was like, why do advent fics have to be in December? They could be any time of the year, really. Like you could have that same concept.
Oh yeah, like a someone thing every day for like, yeah. There have been a lot more Advent fics.
Yes.
Recently.
Yeah.
I feel like I've wanted to write one for a long time, and I just like, and I know I won't do it, like as a true whip. I would have the whole thing finished and just post a chapter every day. But even then, I have not been able to finish the fix that I've started as Advent fix.
And because then that's also hard, because that's a specific number of chapters you have to break it into.
And like your scenes
is hard enough to begin with.
Yes, breaking into chapters is really hard because I don't do it as I go. I just write and I get to the end and I'm like, gotta break this up somehow. I mean, I do scene breaks, but yeah, that's not exactly enough. And yeah, you have to have like a, like stuff happens and then there's like a clear end to that chapter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it'd be really cool to write a whip. Like someday I would really like to do that. And I've thought about it.
To write a whip or to write like an Advent style whip?
Both.
Okay.
I started off my sentence saying, like, thinking about the Advent, but halfway through my sentence, I realized I meant just, like, a whip in general also.
So, like, but one where you do, like, what I do, where you finish the fic and then you post a bit at a time?
No. I'm at the point now where, because writing is so hard for me and because I'm struggling with it so much, the idea of, like, putting, like, a little something out there.
Yeah.
Maybe would get me writing more.
What if you posted a whip under a fake name? Like, what if you made a different AO3 account?
Yeah.
With a different name. Because the way Sudes work is too confusing to me on AO3, because it's still connected to your main account.
I can't do it because I already have my account and my pseudonym account, which is my Podfix account. And my Rose and the Rose and Dagger. I cannot.
What if you posted it anonymously?
Who's going to read an anonymous whip?
I don't know. People out there are freaky. Somebody will.
I feel like I would just do it as me. And then
just be like.
I feel like my author's note has to be very clear about, like, I don't know, this is an experiment. We're going to see how this goes. I was thinking that I might be able to do that with my, and then maybe I could do it for the pierogi fic, because then that has a clear, because I would want to end it by the end of baseball season. So that's like, I have an end goal in sight.
What if you split it into innings as chapters?
That's a great idea.
And then it's like, and it doesn't have to all be the same game, obviously, but yeah, that's just like, then you have like a set number of chapters.
Yeah.
You could go into extra innings if you need to.
Yeah.
But you start with 9.
That might actually really help me like plan the thing out.
And it's not going to be a long fic.
No, it's not going to be a long fic.
No, yeah, you should do that because you've been wanting to write this fic forever and it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it is baseball season.
Exactly.
Something about baseball players in those pants.
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah.
Yep.
Moment of silence for baseball pants.
Exactly.
Their butts just look amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite thing about this is that they're not even baseball players in my thing.
They're dressed as pierogies.
Oh, so
maybe they wear baseball pants underneath. Maybe they wear leggings underneath.
They do. They wear leggings. Yeah.
Mm. That's exciting.
Yeah. Anyway.
If you post a whip, you have a lot of people. I don't know who aren't going to read as it's posted.
Yes.
So there is
that. That is also a downside. Yeah.
Or you could look at it as an upside, because if you have to go back in and like do like some major corrections, those people are never going to know.
True. That is true.
You know, like they might come and read it once it's finished and then it's all done.
Yep.
So you can think of that as an upside or a downside, just depending on, you know, how you want to look at it. But there are a lot of people who like to read a WIP. Because it, I don't know, they're fun.
They are fun. It's like, fun to get like a little...
Literally, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Like, it has an unhappy ending, or it doesn't end. Like, yeah. No one finishes it. Like, oh my God, I just almost said something that is just like my mother.
Oh no.
I was going to say BFD. Big fucking deal. My mom used to say that all the time. So she wasn't cursing.
Yeah.
But she meant it.
Yeah.
Like she was cursing. But yeah, it's not like, who cares? What, like, it's not like you're going to be thinking about this fic for the rest of your life if it doesn't finish, you know? Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people feel like they have been quote unquote burned by fics in the past that haven't been finished. And while I do understand that, being like emotionally invested and wanting to like see it through to the end, I'm also like, but then I can just like think about how I think it's going to end. And
also, did you not enjoy it up until that point?
Yeah, exactly.
Like plenty of television shows. I mean, you know, streaming has changed things, but you know, mm-hmm. plenty of shows have been canceled before they're able to bring their stories to like, you know, an end the way that the whoever makes the show wants to. But people still like those shows. People still watch them, you know, in reruns and stuff. So I don't know. Yeah. Like the way that I think of it is that I enjoyed, even if the fic never, even if it's an abandoned WIP, I enjoyed the part that I read.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's still an enjoyable experience for me. And that said, I don't always read WIPs because I personally will not read WIPs by people that I don't really know. But I think that's because my reading time is limited. And my reading, it's not just the time, it's like my brain ability for reading fic is also limited. So
I think also historically whips are long.
Yes.
Like rarely is there like a 30K whip. Like normally they're like longer fics. Yeah. So you sort of have to go in. There was one whip, there was one recently that I started reading. I think it came out last year. I think it was fairly popular too. And I started reading and I was just like, yeah, this is good. Da, da, da. And before you know it, it's like 600,000 words. It's
like, oh, Mates? Are you talking about Mates?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I love that fic.
Yeah.
And I'm reading Babes in Boyland, mm-hmm. the sequel, which is also a WIP and is coming out like one chapter a month. But like, it's the type of story where I feel like I've already connected with the characters and so I don't mind waiting.
Yeah.
And again, even if something happened and the fic was never finished, I would enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
Up until, you know, whatever point. But yeah, that fic is really long.
Yeah. So sometimes going in, like, you don't really know what you're going in for. Like, you might think it's going to be like a fun little roller coaster, and then you find out that it's like a cross-continent train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
That's what whips are about.
Exactly.
Like, I get wanting a happy ending. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But as far as like other guarantees with fic, like,
yeah.
You know, it, not to like get into it, but it reminds me of people who only want certain people to bottom.
Yeah.
Because it's like a guaranteed thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it's a story. Things happen. Things change. Who knows what's going to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's about letting go of the control.
Yep.
And just enjoying yourself.
Exactly.
I don't think there are any unwritten rules about changing things. Like we said, lots of people do that. Yeah. So there's not really a social convention.
Yeah, because also, like, you're putting a whip out over the course of a certain amount of time, but then it's going to live on AO3, like, forever. So I feel like, even though it stresses me out, the idea that I'd have to go back and change things and, like, I might lose some people or, you know, like, that's, like, working that out publicly stresses me out.
Yeah.
I feel like, in the long run, that would be preferential to having a fic that, like, I'm not proud of standing behind.
Yeah.
Because I know that there's, like, things that could be changed or things that could be better or things that don't work. Like, I would still rather go in and change it, even though that stresses me out. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but I
think the majority of your readers are going to come afterwards.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of whips in our fandom that, like, maybe we're not so aware of because they're not on Tumblr.
Right.
Like, there are people who are, like, only on AO3 who, like, post these, like, crazy long whips with, like, 60 chapters. It's like, they're always updating, basically.
Yeah.
And so there's an audience for it. Like,
absolutely. Yeah.
There, I think it probably depends on, like, what tropes you're going to write. Like, are you going to write smut? What's the smut supposed to be like? Is it like, you know, what's the fic about? Like, that is probably going to affect your, like, who reads it as a whip more than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's super smutty and there's smut in, like, every chapter, you're going to have, like, a bunch of readers that aren't necessarily even in the fandom. They're just going to, like, check in.
Yeah.
Check in for the smut. I think, like, what's super popular, like, the, like, Siles triplets.
Yeah.
There's a lot of whips that are those. Those are usually smutty, so people will read them. Mm-hmm. Dark, like, hairy.
A lot of dark hairy fics, or sometimes like that.
But, like, we're not telling you, anonymous asker, to write a specific type of fic. I feel like there's always an audience for anything. And so, like, if you want to write a whip, like, if you think it's going to make you personally, how is it going to make you feel? Like, that's what you need to decide based on. Like, is it going to stress you out and cause you anxiety? Like, just thinking about it, my stomach starts to hurt a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like when I think about posting an unfinished whip, I cannot. Like, it just makes me feel like that's the worst idea for my like, mental health.
Right.
that would be really bad. But some people, so if you think about it, and the thought of, like, you know, interacting with people in your comments, that's, if you think that will help you, and you look, like, think about it as, like, a positive thing, and you will enjoy it, then do it. It's all about you.
Yes.
That's why, you know, like, we always say, write what you want, no matter what. You should be able to write what you want. It's the same sort of thing with whips. Is it gonna make you happy, or is it gonna stress you out?
Exactly.
So, like, if you, Nick, decided to do your pierogi fic as a whip, then that's what you have to do, is, like, is this going to stress me out, or is it going to be just enough stress to motivate me to continue the fic? Or, you know, like, come to pre-make the decision that, like, if you get to a certain amount of stress, you're going to stop, or like, maybe pull the fic and then finish it and then repost it or something like that. There are all sorts of options.
I will say there's a lot of fics that, like, whips that are unfinished that, like, live in my heart.
Yeah.
That I think about, and that, like, I would like to, like,
of yours that you've written?
No.
Oh, okay.
But, like, other people have written.
That you're like, one day I hope they finish this fic.
Yeah, exactly. And even though it's been, like, years, I still, like, hold out hope that, like,
Maybe you should go comment. Just thinking about this fic.
Some of them have been pulled, which is really, I know they're not going to be picked. One was, they were writing it. I was so into it. It was like a trans boxer. I was so, so, so into it. And they were like, I need to rework some things. I'm going to pull it and then post it after I like do some stuff. And I was like, I'm never going to see this fic again. Like, I just knew it was never
going to come. Oh, no.
And there's like an 8 Mile, like rodeo one that I think is only like one chapter.
A rodeo fic.
Yeah.
I'm looking that up right now.
I'm like, oh, maybe someday. Yeah, sometimes I will. I'll be thinking about a fic and just like, even though I know it's not done, I want to go back and like reread it because it like is so good. And then I'll comment and be like, please, sir, may I have some more?
Well, it does happen. You've commented or made posts about whips before, and then boom, another chapter because exactly. You motivated the writer.
Yes.
I don't know. I think it's if you want to write a whip, you should. Like, if you think it's going to motivate you, you think you're going to enjoy the process, then you should do it. For me, it's super stressful in a good way when I'm editing. I like the interaction with people. I like, you make like little friends basically as you're writing. Like, with my new girl fic, it was so fun to like interact with people in the comments and have them be like, you know, starting the show, watching the show because of my fic, or like, you know, just reacting to whatever. But at the same time, I wasn't finished with that fic before I started posting it because it's like really long. And so that was like stressful for me. Like, oh my God, I still have to write. And I didn't think it would be that stressful because I had already written so much and I knew what was supposed to happen in the rest of the fic. So I thought, oh, it's plotted, it's planned, I'll be okay. And then my brain was like, ah! So I will only post whips if I've finished the first draft.
Yeah. Are you having done it that way? Are you happy that you did it that way once? So now you know?
Yeah. Now I know I will never do it again.
Yeah.
I say that, but I probably will do it again. Who knows?
Yeah. I feel like that's sort of where I'm like, I've always been so, for myself, anti-whip, like writing. I love reading whip because it stresses me out. But now I'm to the point where I'm like, I don't know. I kind of maybe want to try it just to see.
Low stakes. Low stakes whip.
Yeah. And then we'll see how I feel about it if I do that.
Yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
I'll be there cheering you on in the comments. That's like all I have brain space for right now anyway, for like short chapters. I'm trying to think like, oh, so drawbacks. If you get behind.
Yeah.
You might have assholes coming at you in your inbox and you need to. Did we talk about like dealing with negativity in fandom space, like, because we usually just focus on fic. I don't know if we've ever talked about.
I don't know.
Did we touch on this in the last episode that we recorded?
No, that was just like
etiquette with.
Yeah, like how not to be an asshole, but not like what to do.
Don't answer. Like literally, if someone is an asshole, ignore them.
Well, the good
that
news
is my advice.
And AO3 has put in a few like controls now with like muting users and doing other things that should.
Yeah, you can block.
Potentially
block them
if people are getting nasty.
Yeah, but like if you promise to update every Monday, and you can't update on a Monday, you will have people who are like, "Where's the chapter?"
Yeah.
If you're connected, like if your Tumblr is connected to your AO3, they'll probably come to your Tumblr and send you an ask anonymously asking where the chapter is. Sometimes people will be kind and be like, hope everything's okay, waiting on chapter 12. But then some people will be like, you said it would be up at noon. Where mm-hmm. is it? That's 12:05.
Yeah.
seriously, though, that's what they'll be like. And And then also you'll have people be like, I knew I should never have trusted an author I didn't know, you know, like some people are just going to be assholes. Yeah. So it's important, I think, to not let them get to you. And in my experience, the best way to not let negativity get to you is to get rid of it. Because if you leave it in your inbox but don't answer it, you're going to look at it. It's going to make you feel like shit. If you answer it, even if you answer it with like a funny gif or like apologizing for not getting an update, you're still going to be thinking about it. It's still going to affect you. But if you just like delete it and pretend it never existed, that means like no tag posts, no nothing, then it won't, you can let it go so much easier. And like also on AO3, if they comment nasty comments, you can delete their comments. Or if they're really bad, you can report them. Or you can just say, please don't comment on my fic anymore. And if they do, then you can report them. But also you can mute them. There's all sorts of stuff you can do. But be prepared. Yeah. I wouldn't want anybody to go into writing a whip and not be prepared for like positive, like the possible negative things that could come along with it. Sometimes people will be disappointed in the way the story goes. Like if it's a true whip and you know, you'll have people in your comments who are like, I can't wait for this specific thing to happen. Like they think they know what you're going to write exactly.
Yeah.
And people think they know what's going to happen. So you have to kind of probably be prepared for that as well. Like if you know what you want to write, and you don't want what you're going to write to be affected right. by like your plan, then maybe you might want to rethink the whip idea, because people will make comments like that. And they don't usually mean anything like negative by it, but they'll be like, you know, predicting.
Yes.
I guess is the word that I'm looking for. They'll be predicting what's going to happen in the next chapter. Is that it? Can you think of anything else?
No, I think that's it.
All right, so then this has been episode 50, talking about whips.
Thank you for joining us.
Yay! And send us asks about what you want us to talk about. Bye.
Bye. I'm Nick. Lewin has AF on Tumblr and Yes is a World on AO3.
I'm Lauren, Kings of Everything on Tumblr and AO3.
And thank you for listening to the Rose and Dagger podcast.
A podcast about writing fan fiction.